Blog Talk Radio.
In a world where everyone is a social media guru, there is one lodestone, one brightest point in the sky, one true north. We have no idea where that is, but we've been here every Tuesday since August 2008, bringing you the absolute best and brightest guests from the world of social media and internet marketing. Welcome to Social Media Edge Radio. And now it's time to get this show on the commode. Here's your host, Ken Cook, and co-host Mike Mueller.
Yabba dabba do. It's Tuesday. And Mueller comes screaming through the door at the last second. Did you bring cinnamon rolls?
You know, I saw your wonderful wife's cinnamon rolls. It was a throwback picture probably 5 years ago or something like that. I wish I had cinnamon rolls.
Yeah, it was actually 8 years ago. And since then, we don't eat them anymore because we don't eat wheat or sugar. So she does still make them from time to time for special events, though.
Well, I think, today's a special event. I would love cinnamon rolls.
Make those and send them to Mueller. I know how that works. I know how you are with cinnamon rolls. Welcome, Mike Mueller. Did you have a fantastic, fantastic weekend?
I had a pretty good weekend, absolutely. Did a whole lot of different things and ready to get back down to business.
No bones broken, no spokes bent, no rims cracked. You good?
Absolutely good. Working great.
Anybody that listens often knows that Mike Mueller just loves to Superman or whatever you want to call it. But he does it the two-wheel variety.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Ride my mountain bike, ride my motorcycle.
Absolutely. At high speed downhills quite often, which is great.
Yep.
Yeah, that's good stuff for a 37-year-old man to do. So welcome to Social Media Edge Radio. If you've never tuned in before, this is our ninth season. What episode number is this, Mike? Is this episode 20?
This is season 9, episode 20. So
that's
given that,
why
talking. Don't we count all mm-hmm. of the episodes? Why do we go seasons? Because we don't actually break for a season.
That's true, but we do break for episodes. There have been times when we just didn't have episodes. So ninth year since we started. Actually started in August of 2008, and then we switched over to Blog Talk Radio in December of 2008, and here we are, still here, talking about things relevant to marketing for small businesses, independent businesses, medium-sized businesses, big businesses, whoever, in the digital realm. So we get over into things like blogging and video and even podcasting from time to time. What's your favorite thing we talk about, your favorite topic, Mike?
Well, it's kind of in the wheelhouse. You know what I'm going to say is it's WordPress, but alt favorite topic would be all things social media and whatever's
mm-hmm.
the hottest social media platform at the time. I'm going to
mm-hmm.
say is that's the default one that we'd like to go to.
Yeah. And we've got a great guest today. We haven't had a guest for a few weeks, so Mike, you have rounded up a great guest for us and looking for that moment. Who's going to be joining us today?
We're going to have, well, should we tease it like that? I guess we should. We're going to have a social. So I've known Callie Waterhouse for the longest time. I just put on Facebook that I've known her forever in social media years, because social media years are very different. They're even faster than dog years as far as that goes.
Yeah, yes.
And I've known her
sure.
absolutely forever. We've met face-to-face at different events, and she's, I don't know, how many thousand miles away from me or so, something like that. but she is very accomplished. She used to work in the real estate field very deeply and now has her own agency, and that's why I thought she would be fabulous to bring on the show.
Awesome. Well, looking forward to that. And she's there in the green room, and I hope you took her some cinnamon rolls and some fresh coffee, because that's how we like to start our day. Hey, you know, Mike, we've got a few new segments that we do. Of course you know that. And you've got a good bit for the first part. Why don't we just jump right into that? You know, since the start of the ninth season, we've added a couple of segments. One of them is our tool of the week. So, Mike, you've got a great tool there. I took a look at that thing. That's interesting. That could be scary for some people, though. Yeah, why don't you set that up? Oh, before we go any farther, let me say, if you're listening live, click on chat now or join the chat room. Get in the chat room, because we're about to post some links. If you're not listening live, you're going to have to figure it out. Okay, back to you, Mike.
Okay. You know, last week we were, driving to, I was driving an hour away shooting video, and so I was mobile and the show was mobile. But in that show, you happened to mention something about responsive grids. And that I just want, and I even mentioned it on the show. I said, I know exactly what I'm doing for next week's tool tip. And that is the responsive grid. I'm going to call it calculator, because that's kind of what he did. And so this is a responsivegridsystem.com/calculator. And that'll get you to this absolutely wonderful, easy peasy way to create what's called a responsive grid. And then what you do with that after that is entirely up to you. But it sets margins. It does all sorts of things. And so basically you put in a number of columns that you want in the most simplest form. And this is just a starting point. So you put that in, and then you put in the margin or the space between those columns that you want. And what it will do is it will give you – actually, there's two things that are going to be used – you're going to have to do to create this grid that you just did. One of them is the CSS. So you have to put that CSS in, and if you're using WordPress, you know, you can modify the CSS, and you can go in and do that. And so it gives you exactly the CSS you need to put in there. And then the HTML, which is very simply, it's a table, but it's responsive. And so what ends up happening then is you can put anything you want into those what would that be, columns. And it's just phenomenal. And then you can start, you know, doing whatever you want to do after that.
Yeah, I think I took a quick look at it. I've never seen that before. I think that's a great tool for people that are trying to figure out how divs with columns and rows and things like that work, you know. If they're using something like Angular or not Angular, but Bootstrap or something like that, Angular, a lot of that stuff is built into it. And then, of course, we mentioned SAS last week, which SCSS, I know it's
right.
It's convoluted because the whole thing is convoluted. I'm not a big fan of things like that, but Bootstrap actually just works on a subset of CSS. So it doesn't try to own and dominate all of your coding. It's a little difficult sometimes to figure out how to get those columns to break at the right point. And when they're responsive, that's ideal. If people don't know what responsive is by now, they should. If you've ever been to a website on your mobile device and you had to zoom in and scroll left and right and up and down to read it because it didn't resize to fit your screen and look good on your screen, then it's not responsive. And believe it or not, there's still about 80-some% of the websites out there that are not responsive. So, yeah, good tool. Like I said, we put the link in the chat room. So if you're in the chat room, you got it. But guess what? Unless you're us or one of our guests, you're not in the chat room. So get in there. Was that nice?
Yeah.
That was nice. My tool today is Graphic Burger. graphicburger.com. This is more of a collection of items that you may need to use from time to time. One of the things that it gives is some really good templates to be used with Photoshop, some for some presentation makers and things like that. But they have things like mock-up paper cups with logos on them, mock-up they even have storefronts. You know, you can make a storefront and put your logo on that storefront and 3D render it. Some really cool stuff. But there are some other things on there too, like UI interfaces if you're into the mobile design, mobile presentations. There's some HTML templates in there. There's tons and tons of icons in there. My favorite from the good old day, Mike, is web backgrounds. Do you remember when that was just one of the coolest things you could do was put a web background?
Absolutely. Because, you know, your MySpace had to have a
background. GeoCities, exactly. And there were some horrible ones. And, of course, you couldn't see the content. But, yeah, take a minute and go over to Graphic Burger. It scroll on and on. It's kind of like Pinterest. In fact, it looks a lot like Pinterest. But they've got all kinds of things, T-shirts, signs, products. They've got all kinds of free photos over there. You can mock up a shopping bag, do all kinds of logo design, icons. I love it. Good thing. So stick that in your hat.
Very cool. Yeah.
I like it. Hey, let's see. What's up next? Oh, I remember. That's what it was. Because everybody needs to know, right? I don't know why we have the evening news. Not even evening. But it is. Hey, this is all Google news today. I'm not sure why that happened, but it did. If you do a lot of online data stuff, check out the Data Gift Maker. It's a Google tool. It's a datagiftmaker.withgoogle.com, and you can input some values there, and it'll create a animated kind of chart GIF thing that's really cool. I think it'll be really good for some of the bloggers that listen to our show because they talk a lot about different data sets and values and numbers and things like that. Mike, you could even use that for the number of times you've actually ridden your bicycle without crashing. You could create it.
Yeah. Without going over the bars.
Yeah, that's right. It'd be a small number. And, you know, I found something else on Google. I don't know how long it's been around. I'm not really sure if it's creepy for me or not. But I'm going to check it out, and that's families.google.com. So you can actually add yourself and up to six other people so that you can just kind of have your own little family group. Had you seen that before, Mike?
I have not seen it. So I clicked on it, went to it, and I went, okay, so now we are familiar because we were paying attention. We remember Google Wave, and we remember all these other messaging, social connection type stuff that Google did and then killed off. And, you know, they're even, you know, there's talk about what are they going to do with Google Plus and, you know, what's going to happen with that. And I'm going to say I'm kind of leery. And I'm leery because of this, because right on the homepage of this, it says, share entertainment and stay connected with the ones you love. Create a family group, up to six family members. What if you have seven family members, by the way? And get the most out of Google together.
Get a second Google family, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. But this just reeks of, oh, great, I'm going to get started in this Google thing and start sharing all of the stuff with my family of five others. Only five others, and then all of a sudden they're going to take it away. And I'm just going to, you know, just like we all got caught up in the wave, we didn't really get caught up in the wave.
We'll give it this one then. Here we go. That's cool. But there is something that people will want to watch. I don't know. Have you ever watched the Google Marketing Next? You may have been to one. I don't know. These things are huge. It's kind of like a TED Talk for the Google execs, but there's a new Google Marketing Next out. It's over on YouTube. There's no way I can give you the link of this unless you're in the chat room because it's one of those really long YouTube things.
YouTube,
I didn't take time to create a spot. But you can Google it. I hope it shows up in Google. They talk a lot about the new metrics. They talk a lot about the new way that they're going to be and I'm searching for the word here, the valuation of your click links, you know, what your actual value is for AdSense. Because We've said it many, many times. Google's product is search. And if someone searches and they find your search link and your search link has nothing, your page content has nothing to do with the search results, then Google has delivered a bad product. So they're going to devalue you and move you down. So there's some good talk in here about how they're actually weighting the value of your link based on your search terms and based on your ads and things like that. It's about an hour long. It takes a little while to watch it. Well, we've lost Mike for the rest of the show. He won't be back.
Well, no, and I'll tell you what, if you happened to be in the chat room, which we keep pushing, but we realize that, you know what, people are listening, you know, midnight or whatever, and you're listening on iTunes because you subscribe on iTunes and all that kind of stuff. But if you're in the chat room, you'd also find that there's a companion Google Doc, a blog post that goes with that video that I just put in the chat room, which explains everything, and you can go through that a whole lot faster than you can in an hour.
Yeah, good point. I think I'll take us off iTunes. That'll get people back in the chat room, won't it? No, I'm just kidding. I won't do that. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to meet our special guest and find out just what's going on. So stick around. Make sure you tweet about it, post it on Facebook, yada, yada. We'll be right back in about a minute and a half.
Hey, this is Mike Mueller, and in case you didn't know, when I'm not co-hosting the show, I'm busy building websites for small businesses just like yours. But you know what? I do it a little differently than most web developers. First of all, I don't farm anything out. And secondly, I build what you want, not what I think you should have. And I don't just build a website, I don't just throw a template at it and call it a day. I ask you some very specific questions about your business and the goals of the website, and then I build a unique system that fits your needs. And that's something no other web developer does. Check out areweconnected.com/smedge for more details and a special bonus just for you, our listeners.
Frustrated with your website? Can't get it to look right or work right? Think it's too expensive to hire a real development company to quickly turn things around? Think again. For as little as $35, Ken Cook will investigate and often correct issues with your website. With over 20 years of web coding experience, he'll quickly identify your challenges and help keep the costs and time to a minimum. Many jobs can be completed the same day. Regardless of where your site is hosted, what platform it's developed on, or what framework is used, contact Ken today at thekencook.com. And instead of working for your website, make it work for you.
This is the police. Come out with your hands above your head. We have the place surrounded.
Oh, you know what time it is.
No.
Oh, yeah. It's time to come outside with your hands up. They've got the place surrounded. No, actually, Mike, you've got an opportunity today that you've been wanting for a long time. You get to sit over here. Let's switch chairs and let you sit over here. And I'm going to move over here to the Ed McMahon chair. And you're going to be... Yeah, exactly. You're going to be the Johnny Carson for the rest of the show. I'm just going to sit over here and laugh a lot. Take it away.
You have to do the guffaw thing. So that's kind of not exactly what I do. But anyway, let's get into the meat of our topic. And actually, our guest today, who I'm very excited about having on. And I mean, this all started because she responded. She actually tweeted me something, and then I replied, and I went, you should be our guest. But I want to welcome on Callie Waterhouse. And if you don't know, she is, I'm just going to read off her bio. She's an accomplished speaker, and she is. She is owner of her own agency, ProGen Agency, which provides training, social media classes, marketing, promotional support to, and this is something I've got to ask her about, locally owned companies who offer services, products that encourage healthy living, outdoor adventure, and happy lifestyles. That sounds really cool. Didn't that just grab you? I love that.
Yeah, that's me.
All right. Now, I don't have the button, so bring in Callie.
She's here. Say hi.
Callie, are you here?
Hi, guys. Can you hear me?
We can hear you just fine. Welcome
to our, good morning.
Our, our weird podcast that we do each and every week for forever. We do the weirdest on social media, and we've been doing it forever.
Probably true.
Welcome to our show.
Thank you. I remember your first show.
You do?
I do. I have been listening to you guys forever, even before podcasting was cool. You guys are like one of the first.
And you remember podcasting wasn't so cool for a while, and, well, we still did the show.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes. I think, like, you should have, like, this little medal or this badge on your website that says, hey, we were cool before it was cool.
That's just because we're old.
Let's not go there.
Well, hey, I want to, because we're going to run out of time quicker than you ever think possible. Time just flies, and it does so every single week. So why did you start your own agency? That's my number one question, because you and I haven't talked about this, but you were deep in the real estate field for the longest time, and then all of a sudden I looked up and I went, whoa, you started your own agency? What?
Yeah, I know. It's been a wild ride. You know, I've been a part of the real estate industry for, gosh, 15 years. You know, I started out as a stager. I became an agent, realtor, was a recruiter, worked for the association. And then it just kind of dawned on me, and Mike, we've talked about this. You know, I have a set of skills that's kind of cross-platform, dimensional, industry-ish. And while I absolutely, absolutely love real estate, you know what? There are so many people out there who kind of align with my values and stuff that I really wanted to connect more with them. And they seem to be the people that were reaching out to me at the time. But this healthy living and this adventurous stuff, I walked into this little boutique, cute outdoor adventure company, and I was like, I've lived in the city for 20 years, and I've never heard of you. And they're like, oh, yeah, we've been here for 10 years. And I'm like, well, Facebook page? And they're like, no. And I'm like, oh, my God, we need to get you online. And so it's just kind of morphed from there.
Yeah. Okay.
You know,
so,
and it kind of helps that I talk to everybody too. You know, like I'll be out taking, and I'll see somebody out taking pictures, and I'll be like, "Oh, are you a professional photographer?" And they're like, "Yeah, that's great. Are you a professional hiker?" "Oh, well, I was a hiker before I was a photographer." "Well, which are you? You know, are you scaling Everest, or are you buying a $10,000, you know, camera?"
Right. Well, now. Now, given that, what you do and what you do for these clients, explain a little bit about that and how you go about, you know, marketing and just everything, that skill set that you just mentioned. How do you apply that to these clients?
You know, what I've come down with is just it starts with a conversation. I'll see somebody and they'll be doing something. And what I've turned it into is kind of a, instead of, I have an extreme climber for a client, right? And he is absolutely amazing at what he does. But instead of him using up that brief moment of Wi-Fi that he has, updating all of his sites, he'll send it to me, and I'll update it for him. And then I kind of just keep tabs on it for him while he's gone. I've, you know, introduced him to other people, kind of broadened his network, just to help him in what he loves to do most. You know, he doesn't want to sit in front of a computer all day. So, you know, let's give him a boost. You know, let's show him how to automate. Let's show him how to do things to connect with his clients, but that's in best regards to what he does best, which is climbing Everest.
Right. Yeah. Which, you know, okay, so that brings up, you know, I'm in the motorcycle world, and in particular, it's called adventure cycling, which is basically you get on. Ewan McGregor did this movie called Long Way Around years ago now, and that kind of really got everybody excited about this. But I follow quite a few different people who are doing exactly that. They jumped on their motorcycle, quit their jobs or what have you, quit their jobs, and now are traveling the world where they have little or no Wi-Fi, typically, and they are a huge social media presence. They're doing videos. They're doing, you know, just really everything, pictures. Four times a day I get pictures from some of these guys, And I know they're out riding. I know they can't be doing this themselves. So is that something that, I mean, if you're going to get into this, it's something you have to do if you want to be a star?
I think it really depends on what you're looking for. You know, I have people who, they just want to share their experience, or maybe they want to tell a story, or, you know, they want to become an influencer, or some. I have one family that just wants to talk to their family back home. So I think it's sometimes, like you with your bike riding, I have followed your entire adventure, but it's because you're doing it in the now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're not waiting 2 weeks to have good Wi-Fi.
Right.
You know, and when you fall off that bike, Mike, I'm right there with you falling off that bike.
That's often. That's a lot of work. You spend a lot of time falling off bikes. That's true, Mike. It doesn't hurt as much if you're just watching.
Yeah. All right.
But, you know, I'm a huge proponent of the small business folks here, like the scuba shop. My bucket list includes scuba diving. And so I went to the scuba shop, and I'm like, I can't find you online. How am I supposed to know you exist? It's like, well, we don't have time for that. Well, tell you what, let's make a deal here. I will put you online. I will help you get found. Teach me what I need to know about your business. And they're
That's
like,
wonderful.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, so they're kind of, you know, pick and chosen who I want to work with, because I really believe that people are good people, and they want to do business with good people, and they just need to be found. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I think everybody is, when you say, I can't find you online, I think everybody's online in one way or another, and that could be just as simple as somebody started a Yelp page a while back for them, and, you know, so they have a Yelp page, which they don't even, you know, they just know exists, but they don't manage it and they don't own it. Nobody really owns their Yelp page anyway, but, you know, just having a better version of what's online for you is kind of where you're going with, I guess.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Yelp is so important. I tell people, you know, Siri is Yelp based. You know, you've got to be on Yelp. I'm not a huge proponent of using, you know, Yelp reviews and stuff, but gosh, you've got to be there.
Right. Yeah. You and having something, at least something, you know, positive, getting your message out. Now,
absolutely.
Given that, what's your favorite social media platforms? I'm going to guess, but I'd like you to say.
You know what? Twitter will always be my first love. I absolutely love that platform. 140 characters, short and to the point. Not a long, drawn-out conversation. Not a whole lot of emotion. Right now, I'm kind of into that whole Instagram stage.
Okay.
I love Instagram.
So, yeah. And I... You know, on the show, I've said, you know, I Twitter just is a whole big pile of marketing garbage these days. And so how are you getting your people to be noticed on Twitter? And do you think that really that there's actual meaningful conversations that happen on Twitter?
Well, I don't know. I opened my mouth with Mike and I got on the show today.
Yeah. Well,
you know, I think Ken would probably agree. You really have to spend time on Twitter and, you know, make your list and find the people that you want to connect with. I connected with a New York Times reporter on Twitter. And then, you know, connected with him on Facebook, and we've been dialoguing back and forth for a couple of years. And sure, you know, he probably doesn't need my services, but gosh, when he disappears into the, you know, Antarctic for 6 months, I kind of, and I use this term loosely, miss seeing him around.
Right.
You know, because the conversation is there. I look for his updates. I look to find out, you know, what he's doing and what's going on. And so you may have 10,000 followers or 100,000 followers on Twitter, but it's that part of the conversation that you look for. It's, you know, it's the people that you connect with, I think. Yeah, there's a lot of, you know, going on Twitter. There really is. But I think you connect with the people that you're meant to connect with.
Well, you know, and you mentioned, as far as that goes, you connected with me just recently, mm-hmm. and that's how you got on the show, because you just actually sent me a question. Hey, when are you going to cover this topic on Twitter? Or you sent that question, and I said, hey, why don't you be on the show? Because I'm listening, and I don't think that a lot of places are listening. And in particular, I don't think, because I see a whole lot of real estate agents and a whole lot of, come see my listing. I'm the best agent in town, blah, blah, blah. And you tweet back to them, and you never get a response.
True.
I don't think they're listening.
Right.
Why would you think that? I mean, just because they don't answer you, maybe they're way above you, and no, they're not.
Instagram, I love Instagram as far as that goes. I keep Instagram for my bicycle stuff, but I can see
mm-hmm.
where, for the most part, I mean, that's a wonderful medium as far as that goes. What about, because we keep hearing about this, what about these, I'm going to call them semi-private, like Snapchat, where you're building a direct audience. What about, and WhatsApp and that kind of thing? What about those?
I think it depends if your audience is there, Mike. My kids are on Snapchat. I have a tendency not to participate very much because my clients aren't there. I work with a hotel. They happen to be on Snapchat. So, yeah, they have a lot of, millennials on Snapchat. That's their target market. But when I'm on Snapchat, I don't want to see a listing.
No, exactly. So given that, because a lot of our listeners are real estate oriented still, we still, that's
mm-hmm.
one of our main demographics, if you can call it that. What's the best way for them to get, and I know there's a big difference between a listing and marketing as far as that goes for themselves, their agent or the brand itself. And what's the best way to get, the most effective way to get that listing out there? And then what about marketing their brand or marketing their name?
I am a huge proponent of marketing people. I see Jeremy Branton is in the chat room. You know what? He is a great example of marketing himself. He's authentic. He's real. I appreciate that in him. For people, if you have listings or whatever, do it on a business page because that way you are not inundating your friends with, I have this listing, I have this listing, I'm now in escrow. I mean, I would much rather do business with somebody that I know. Somebody that I have stuff in common with, somebody that I know I can trust.
Right. And so, given that, you just said put it on a business page. And so that's Facebook. And how about Twitter? How about, like you said, Instagram is one of your favorites. Should a real estate agent be using Instagram?
Absolutely. We have one agent here in Arizona. She does a fabulous job of marketing her target area. She goes for a walk every morning and she does a quick video. Hey, in downtown Mesa this morning, we have this going on and we have that going on. Once a week, she does a market update, which says, hey, you know what? If you've been thinking about buying or selling, this is what you can expect in the next week or so. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. I appreciate the fact that, A, you're putting me in touch with a city that's down the street from me. I kind of know what's going on. I kind of don't. But she is so,
right.
Hey, I love this city. And I know that's how I want to feel. I want to know that when I move somewhere that I love this place. It's safe for me. It's safe for my kids. It's a good place to be. That's the information that I need.
Yeah. Well, and she's not necessarily directly marketing the listing, a listing.
Right. She's marketing herself. I can go online and
wonderful.
Find 1,000 different houses. What I need is somebody who I can trust with the transaction.
Right.
And she gets that across on Instagram extremely well. Her name is Kristen Vamalay, I believe. And she's just amazing at it.
Well, I think I don't follow her on Instagram, but I definitely follow her on Twitter. And so I do see some of her stuff some of the time. I follow way too many people on Twitter. That's my problem.
Well, I do too, but I thoroughly enjoy it. I enjoy the conversation because I really believe, you know, if some place is flooding, I want to know that, you know, okay, yeah, it may be flooding, but they're taking action. I know Jeremy's neighborhood floods. I'm not even 100% positive where Jeremy lives. But I know that.
Neither is he.
But I know that he and his family live in a neighborhood that's prone to rain. And I happen to I'm like, okay, you know what? That's good for me to know because I like to know what's going on in people's lives.
Yeah, absolutely. So, given that, we love to talk, we love to chat and all that kind of stuff because we're going to run short here time-wise, but how do you, for your clients or for clients who are out there, or people who are out there who are using social media, what's the best way, they're always going to ask, what's the best way to measure my return on my investment?
That's the question.
That is the question. And, you know, and everybody, I believe, is still kind of in the whole vanity metric thing. How many people are following me? How many likes? When you dig down deep, it's got to be conversation. It's got to be copy. It's got to be conversion. I mean, you can have 10,000 people on Twitter, but I got to tell you, they're not your target market, not every single one of them. You know, if you can get 20 out of 10,000 to have copy with you, I think that's a good metric.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and
I think it's
yeah.
Go ahead.
It's moving people away from social media into a deeper part of the engagement process?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, I have clients who are analytic metric lovers. They want to see that one Facebook post, you know, is reached 10,000 people over the weekend. They love that. But that's because they're membership-based. But if I was trying to... You know, if I'm bringing in clients and I want to talk to them specifically, you know what? Reaching 36,000 people, how many reached out to me? How many sent a message? How many talked to me? That's really what you're going for.
Yeah.
Or how many people clicked on that buy now button?
Mm-hmm. I like it. That's what I like. When my PayPal sends me a message that says you've received money, that's my favorite metric right there. You know, coffee's great. I used to do a thing here in the Atlanta area. In fact, we had two of them going. Lane Bailey had one out in the Stone Mountain area, and I had one over here in the Marietta Roswell area called Social Media Breakfast. And we could get 60, 70, 80 people to show up for one of those. I don't believe I ever got a penny's worth of business out of that, but I did meet some people, you know. That's not true. I did in the long run. In fact, had a couple of those people call me up to facilitate the things that they'd gone out selling that they could do. So they would go out and sell that they could do this stuff and then call me and say, help, I sold this and I need somebody to do it for me, which was great. Yeah, that was probably my favorite question that everybody needs to know is how do you track? How do I get my money back? Is it worth it for me to do it? So we're really short on time, but I want to ask just one question, and that is who does not need to be on social media?
Oh, good question.
That is a good question. I think at this point, over 1 billion people on Facebook, everybody needs to be on Facebook. I think it's in different areas, whether it's just actively participating or if it's watching. I have brokers who have come on to social media, but they really just want to know what their agents are doing. But I really think at this point, you know what, it's a tool and everybody needs to at least have a presence on it.
I would put it close to saying who doesn't need a radio in their vehicle, right? Because it's just you got to stay in touch. Hey, Callie, can you stick around with us for a second? Because we've got a game that we play at the end of every show called Rapid Fire, and it's like four questions, and you have 10 seconds to give an answer. You want to play?
Oh, I'll play.
Okay.
Yeah.
Before we do that, take about 20 seconds and tell the folks how to get in touch with you off the show. How do they find you?
Oh, I am so easily found. Twitter.com/SeaWaterhouse, Facebook. You can connect with me through ProGen Agency, LinkedIn, at SeaWaterhouse. I'm pretty much at SeaWaterhouse everywhere. Because I have one L in my name, everybody misspells it, so just SeaWaterhouse.
Awesome. And those links are in the show description. All right, Mike, you got the questions ready?
I got them ready. We're ready.
Okay. Callie, you answer first, and I'll answer second. Ready?
Okay.
Go, Mike.
Is the timer going? Mesquite, wood, gas, or pellets, and why?
Mesquite wood flavor.
Okay. Good. I'll go with that. Ken?
Yep. I don't even need the timer. It's a hickory wood, period. End of story. Best flavor,
there
best heat. That's it.
And
I guess
we've
been steaming some stuff on seaweed, and it's been pretty good, too.
And I've been
never
wood for absolutely forever, too, as well. So I'll go with that as well. And nobody fell for that. Although Jeremy probably would have said gas or pellets, even though he's not playing.
He said,
okay,
he
second
said
question.
Chips in the smoker. Go.
And I put this, so this is for Kelly first. If
okay.
you had to be a vegetarian, what would be your go-to showcase meal?
I'm a vegetarian. And, you know what? It really depends on my mood. I hate to say that. I make green smoothies every single morning. Love to start the day with green smoothies. In the afternoon, I like quinoa and some vegetables. Steamed vegetables seem to be it for me.
Okay.
Mine's easy. Mine would be double bacon cheeseburgers.
I'm going to say my smoked jalapeno poppers. That would be my number one thing. And I'm 90% vegetarian, by the way. All right, you ready? Question number three. Would you rather live in Barrow, Alaska, or Death Valley?
I'm already close to Death Valley.
So which one? Got to move.
I'm going to go with Alaska.
I'm going with Death Valley. It's too cold in Barrow, Alaska.
Me too. I'm going with Death Valley. That's because we don't live in Arizona right now.
I'm like, really?
Yep.
Yeah. Last question.
Okay. Last question. When was the last time you wrote a blog post just and solely just for yourself, just for you?
Oh, goodness. It's been a while.
She's quick after a long time.
Yeah. How about you, Ken?
Mine was probably about 3 months ago. I write on a wilderness survival rescue blog, and that's just for me. How about you?
Well, actually, I've got a motorcycle blog, and I wrote yesterday, so it was a loaded question for me. So, yeah, but I probably write once a week.
Awesome. Callie, thank you for joining us. We're going to say goodbye now. And
thank you very
hopefully
much.
Hopefully folks will connect with you offline. And Mike, we got a guest coming up next week. I'll be posting about that as soon as I have the info from him. And we're going to have a guest the week after that, I believe. So we're guesting up. But now, I think it's time to say bye, Mike.
Bye, Mike.
Thanks for listening to yet another edition of Social Media Edge Radio with your host, Ken Cook, and co-host, Mike Mueller. Stay on top of what's happening by visiting socialmediaedge.com.